Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Golden Ash, Chapter 16, The Long Drive.
Another drive out to Abbotsford gave me a lot of time to think. The characters from Madeira's book kept dancing in my brain. Oria Golden Ash, girl with the multicolored hair, doomed to love a married man she couldn't have. The twins, Jacob and Jessamine, avatars from Milan and Malta. Was Nate the man of Madeira's maladaptive daydreams before or after he took her manuscript? Why had Nate been holding on to it? If he had planned to publish it, then why had he told Cordelia about it? I was convinced Cordelia knew something about Madeira. She had to. Shaker.
Hi, Detective. It's Malta Perry. I'm sorry about earlier. Mom's in the shower and Dad's making dinner, so I have to be quick.
What's the deal with Golden Ash?
Are you recording this conversation?
No, I'm not.
Did he have it?
Who?
You know who I mean.
What do you know?
You're the detective. I shouldn't have to do your job for you.
If you want me to find Madeira and you know something that you're not telling me...
You have good instincts, Detective. I believe in you.
Thanks.
We don't need blind hope. It doesn't do any of us good. If you think you know who's responsible, you have to find a way to... Gotta go. Laters.
Traffic along the Fraser Highway was crawling. That damned overpass construction. The rain didn't help either. I remembered Cordelia's advice.
Best to take one or two exits earlier. You end up going through farmland, and the roads are a bit rougher, but if your tires can take it, it still ends up being faster. At least, that's what Nate told me.
Nate Wilson would have driven those back roads to get to Cordelia's. He would have driven them the night Madeira disappeared. Maybe there was something. And that's how I found myself driving like an asshole through the bumpy farm roads of Aldergrove. I didn't pass any other cars at all. My GPS just showed a dot in a vast, empty field of green. I could barely see where I was going. It was nearing 6 now, and the sun had almost disappeared. But something. I don't know if it was from my headlights or the last of the sunlight. There was this brilliant flash of yellow, and I knew right away what it was. A golden ash tree. Near a little broken wood fence. An old shed beside it. In a great big field. There was a farmhouse at the other end of the field with the porch light on. I had to get out. I didn't even really feel the rain. Nate Wilson would have driven past this field on his way to see Cordelia Marchand. If Madeira had been with Nate that night, had she seen this golden ash tree and thought of her own story? I could still picture that final image of a girl with unnaturally colored hair dying under a tree like this, her heart drumming its last beat against the trunk. What I did next wasn't based on any sense of logic. Logic and reasoning had gotten me nowhere, with Madeira, nor with Nate. I had to go with my gut. Follow my instincts. See where they would take me.